Shalom to all. Today's officer Shalom Shalom Daf Nun Dalad. We are starting right at the top of the Amud with Halacha Gimel and Emil Shur Staff. It's all the way at the end of Chav Tes Amud Beis. And today's officer sponsor Lili Nishmas Marshmerim Zarbas Beakam Moshe Harnish Shamash and Haven Aliyah. And Moshe tells us Behemah Shenimtzas Miyushalayim Ad Migdal Eder Uchemidasa Lachol Ruach. An animal was found from Yerushalayim up into a place called Migdal Eder, and that distance in all directions from outside Yerushalayim, we assume that animal came from Yerushalayim, and the majority of animals in Yerushalayim are karbanos. Therefore, Zacharim Eila. If it's a male animal, we assume that it's an oila, whereas the keva is a shlamim. It's a female, which can be an oila, so we assume it's a carbon shlamim. Rabbi Yudaimer, he says, haroi lepsachim, lepsachim, if it's fit to be a carbon pasach, then we treat it as a carbon pasach, but that's only kadam l'regel shleshim yoim if it's within 30 days of Pesach, so people already had designated their carbonos, and therefore a person finds this animal, he can actually use it as his carbon pasach. And we know that these carbonos come along with nesachim, so we discussed that. The Mishnah tells us, barishan originally, hayu mashkenis maitzo'eha, they would take a mashkin from the person who found the animal, adshu mevi nesachel, until he also brought a nesachim with it. However, chazu liyas minichin oiso barchin, people would then just leave this animal and run away because they didn't want to have to take the nesachim out of pocket. Therefore, skinu bezin shu nesachel b'im shel tzibur bezin made a takana that the nesachim for these found animals should come from tzibur funds, and the one who found it doesn't have to use his own personal funds. And now, Rishimon says shiva dvar meskinu bezin v'zeachar mehen, bezin was metakein seven things, and this one that we just mentioned is one of them. Here, move on to the remaining six. Anadju sent a carbon oila from far away to be brought for him, and that is mutter. If he sent the nesachim with it, then they're brought from him. But if not, if he didn't send the nesachim with it, then we take it out of the tzibur funds. Another din, if a ger, a convert, died, he didn't leave over any kids, but he left over some carbonos. If he has other money, then the nesachim are brought from his. If not, they're brought from tzibur. Another one, it's a stipulation. If the Kohen Gadol died, and we still have not yet appointed a new Kohen Gadol, that his mincha that he brings every single day, that's brought from tzibur funds. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, he says that no Mishal Yarshin, it comes from his Yarshim. It doesn't come from tzibur funds, and also Shlema Isakrevo is brought whole. We know the mincha, the Kohen Gadol, was brought every single day, started out as an Asiris Ha'efa, a tenth of an Efa flower, and it was split into two, half in the morning, half in the evening. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda also when the Kohen Gadol died, but we're still going to be bringing this Minchas Chavit in. It's a whole Asir Seifa in the morning and a whole Asir Seifa in the afternoon. Another din they were talking, Ala Melech Vala Eitzim, regarding the salt and the wood of the Beis HaMikdash, Yuha Kayhanim Ne'oisin Bahen, that the Kayhanim could benefit from them, and when the Kayhanim want to salt and cook meat that was shechted in the Beis HaMikdash, they're allowed to use Beis HaMikdash salt and wood for that. Another din, Nun Dal Rama Beis on top, Vala Paro Shloyu Mailin Befra, that one is not over Me'ila, it's not chai for misappropriating its ashes once it's burned, and Ala Kinim Apsula is Shu Beis Mishal Tzibor, regarding kinim that are puzzle, they come from tzibur. We had mentioned this earlier in the parak, that we have a shofar, a box, or a chest in the Beis HaMikdash, which is labeled kinin. Those are people who have to bring bird pairs as karbanos, put their money inside, and if one of the karbanos happen to have been puzzle, so tzibur funds are going to be used to replace that, and the person will still get their kapara. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, Hamasavik is a kinin, whom Hamasavik is a psula, is the one who supplies the kinin. He's the one that supplies the bird pairs, he also supplies when there's a situation of psul. Now, from the beginning of the Gemara until a few lines into the next Amud, there's quite a big girsa mashup, so just pay attention to the girsa we're going to be using. Ask the Gemara, V'ein ha-shlamim b'ayin min ha-zcharim min ha-kevais? Can't shlamim be zcharim and a-kevais? Why is it we say in the Mishnah that if we find a male animal outside Yerushalayim, then we assume that it's a carbon oila? Can't it also be a shlamim? And the answer is, Rabbi Shai Rabba Amar, he tells us, what's the Mishnah teaching? Love b'dmeim shanu. It's regarding bringing the monetary value. In other words, the Mishnah is teaching a chumra that when a person finds a male animal outside Yerushalayim and he wants to be yotzei mikol safek, he wants to make sure 100% that he's bringing this animal as what it's supposed to be, so not only could it be a shlamim, but he would also have to suspect that it's an oila. That's what the Mishnah is saying. And therefore, Kate said, why? So what's he supposed to do? Maitzi lechulin, he deconsecrates it, he takes its kedusha off of it, and then he turns it into an oila. In other words, he takes two animals, and he transfers the kedusha off of the animal that he found, and he says, if this is an oila, so then this should be an oila in its stead, and if it's a shlamim, it should be a shlamim in its stead. And that's what the Mishnah is teaching. Now, Rav Asi, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Acha, he asks as follows, Mazid, isn't Mazid? You can't just deconsecrate Kedusha. You can't just deconsecrate Hekdesh Stam like this. So I'm like, told him that no, Mekimah Shetanai Bezin, who's Tanai Bezdin, Ein Zem Mazid is not considered Mazid. Bezin wants this to happen, so therefore it's okay. However, Amalek Rechem Rechem told him, Aymer La Adam Tseyu Ma'el B'Kadshim? Do we L'Chatchila tell a person to go out and be over Me'ilah by Kadshim? Even though we want this animal to be brought as a carbon, we're still not going to be over Me'ilah L'Chatchila. We're not just going to transfer his Kedusha off and use it for our own needs. El rather, Hochaben Achar Rav, we follow the Rav. Im Rav Zacharim, if the majority of the animals found are Zacharim, so then Eilos, we can assume it's an Eila. You're right, some animals are found in a cave ice, and in a cave it can't be an Eila, so it would have to be a Shlamim. But since the majority of the animals that we're finding are Zacharim, then we assume that all the Zacharim are Eilos. And Rav Nekeva, so the majority of animals that we're finding out here are in a cave ice, then Zivchei Shlamim, we say they're Shlamim. Now, more or less, we're moving on to Nunei Amad Alf on the top. Amar Zair, Zaira asks, Kamadat Amr Taman, just like you say over there. And now, more or less, moving on to Nunei Amad Alf on the top, Amar Zair, Zaira says, Kamadat Amr Taman, just like you say over there, Tanai Bezdin, Hu Allah Ivdas, Shikru Eilos, Kainat Amr, of Hachasot, you say the same thing here, that Tanai Bezdin, Allah Ivdas, Shikru Eilos, it's a Tanai Bezdin regarding lost animals, that those are brought as Eilos, it's a Tanai Bezdin regarding Eilos, that they're brought as Eilos. We're going to stop it for a day and pick up tomorrow continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.